Welcome to Making Waves with Steve Byquist and Dennis Rahm. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to our newest edition of Making Waves. Dennis Rahm, Steve Byquist.
And speaking of waves, there's a lot of folks on the lake. School's out. You can tell. Things are getting busy. It's time for our tourist season.
Yeah, I like that. By the way, Steve, one of the things that always happens this time of the year, I find it, we kind of get lulled into that, do you want to go out maybe and get something to eat on the spur of the moment thing? And you can do that for much of the year. This time of the year, you can't. You can't just walk downtown, walk in, and get a restaurant seat.
You kind of got to plan ahead a little bit, try reservations, go in off hours. Been there, done that, just last night.
But it is fun to see the activity on the lake, for example. I've really noticed an uptick in the number of stand-up paddle boarders on Lake Chelan, and they really love to ply the waters of the Chelan River and underneath the bridge there in the lower end of the lake. The kayakers are out in that area. That's kind of a cool thing.
It is really it is a growing sport, and more and more people are choosing to do that, and more folks are suggesting that there be some designated areas for that kind of activity. But you're right, between the bridges down below, the old bridge, soon to be renovated, which we're going to be talking about, is a dynamite spot for it. Beautiful spot for it.
Yeah, it really is. So hope you get a chance, whether you live here or visit here, to get out on the waters of Lake Chelan. It's beautiful to look at, but it's a lot of fun to get out on whatever your favorite boating source might be, self-propelled or motorboat or whatever, personal watercraft. There's lots of options available to you to get out and enjoy things. Interesting, Steve, a couple of meetings are going to be coming up here as well as we talk about Lake Chelan. This one having to do with Lakeside Park. They're going to have a couple of public meetings just to get feedback on improvements that they're going to be working on out there. I know, including the restrooms, maybe the layout of the swim beach and some things. And I believe that they're actually going to be putting out a survey to seek public input.
Parking. There's the issue. And it's interesting. You can, if you're in a retail space, you're not going to be able to provide enough parking for your biggest day of the year. City of Chelan's in the same situation. You've got a dynamite facility, unbelievable amount of park space, one of the largest park departments for a city this size in the entire state, if not throughout the United States. But parking is always the issue, and parking takes up a lot of space.
It does indeed. Well, you mentioned bridge, and yes, we are going to be talking the renovation of the historic Wooden Avenue Bridge in Chelan, a project that's been on the table, Steve, for a long, long time. And we don't know exactly, but we're guessing at least 15 years, maybe more than that. And it's finally going to come to fruition. The City Council had a special meeting. They have voted, and it was a unanimous vote, by the way, 7-0, to move forward on the bridge renovation. They'll be using Selling Construction Company, which is out of Wenatchee, so a nearby contractor. And what it means is, obviously, the bridge is going to be revamped. It's part of a one-way system coming in. They'll have expanded sidewalk areas. All kind of nice things, I think, for the overall appearance of it. It'll be a bit of a transition for locals to deal with a one-way situation, probably more than the visitors even, but it's going to also be tying up things a little bit traffic-wise, because you're going to have a construction zone in the dead of summer, probably sometime in the month of July and extending all the way into November. So it's going to be an interesting time.
Certainly will. Look forward to Thanksgiving. It should be done.
There you go. Happy Turkey Day. No, just kidding. All right, so we're going to get all the details, though, on that bridge project when we come back after the break, because we're going to visit with the interim director, public works director for the city of Chelan, Jake Youngren, who's going to detail the upcoming bridge renovation project, which also will include, by the way, that landing park that leads out to the public dock there, kind of beside Campbell's and adjacent to the bridge. So that's coming up next here on
Making Waves. And we're brought to you by Chelan Realty. 75 years in the making for Chelan Realty, the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm here in the Lake Chelan Valley. Certainly professional, certainly well-respected, and highly recommended So we suggest that you stop by their offices here on Wooden Avenue, Main Street, Chelan, 141 East Wooden Avenue, the Chelan Realty office, or visit online at chelanrealty.com. Again, 75 years in the making is Chelan Realty.
And we welcome you back to Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com. Dennis Rahm, Steve Bykwist. Steve, we're going to talk a little history, a little bridge preservation.
This whole project now coming to fruition, first of all, is a consortium of a number of people providing financing and a politically correct time. However, it's been something that's been discussed for many a year, several decades, in fact, and now coming to fruition. Good to see. Some people certainly are concerned about the traffic impacts, particularly with the busy summer season upcoming. But it's one of the hurdles that council and politically had to be dealt with.
Yes, indeed. We are speaking of the bridge restoration of the what's referred to as the old bridge, the Wooden Avenue Bridge, constructed in 1927. And at that time, when the dam was built, Steve, it replaced a bridge that had been in place there for some 50 years that was used for, essentially, at that time, just horses and pedestrian traffic.
A very, very busy time. If you take a look at the history notes provided by the museum and or visit the museum, you'll find that that decade in there, the 20s, early 30s, were really a boom time here in Chelan with some 600-800 people working on the projects, the dam and the bridge almost simultaneously. There was a big, large man camp, but lots of tents and those kinds of things, feeding facilities and stuff set up in various places, including where the current clinic is. There's some unique history there if people want to spend some time looking at it.
All right, that would be fun. What we are talking about is a $3.1 roughly million project that was awarded to Selling Construction of Wenatchee by the City of Chelan at a recent special meeting. It's part of an overall project cost of about $3.9 million in total when you factor in some of the other fees. It's our pleasure to welcome into our program the Interim Public Works Director for the City of Chelan, Jake Youngren. He's been instrumental and spent a lot of time working on this project. And Jake, the wait for you has not been as long as the wait for many in this community. And it was passed unanimously by the City Council, not without some discussion about some concerns with downtown traffic issues in the summer season and how that might impact retail sales, for example. But nonetheless, the decision was made to move forward on this project, and it's going to be, I think, well received when it's all said and done. But there are a lot of moving pieces to this. It's not just repaving the bridge. Give us some of the lowdown on this project.
Yeah, it's a pretty complex project as far as what it's accomplishing. One big part of it is just the rehabilitation of the bridge itself. You know, there's pieces and parts of it that are deteriorating that need repair as far as just overall operation and maintenance of the structure. There's a one-way configuration project that really changes what the roadway is going to look like coming into downtown Chelan. There's a landing part, kind of that sliver between Campbell's and the Wooden Avenue Bridge on the downtown side, that's going to be upgraded, and then we'll be installing a new water line as part of the project as well. So it kind of is a collective effort, and it's accomplishing multiple things.
Let's go to the water line, for example. Now, what's going to actually be happening? Is this an increase in capacity for the water lines?
Yeah, so it's a project that's identified in our capital improvements plan, and it's an upsize and water line that will get us across the bridge. You know, we really didn't want to go back and tear any streets up 5 years later because we need a new water line. So we want to complete utility work underneath the new improvements so we don't have to go in there, hopefully, and do any disruption anytime in the near future.
Speaking of disruption, the project, the contractor, Selland, is given 105 days, working days, and these are weekdays to complete it. So let's kind of go through that process of what people can expect. I know according to your timeline, this could get underway sometime even in the month of July.
Yeah, potentially. You know, we're still working at executing contracts and getting things in order to actually mobilize in and start construction. But once they start, it'll be a 105 working day contract. They'll be allowed 6 5-day closures, essentially from 12:01 a.m. Monday through 8 a.m. Friday. So Monday kind of through Friday morning closure, and then 12 additional 8-hour closures beyond that. Access to pedestrians through the work zone will be open through the duration of the project. It won't go without disruption. We're real sensitive to how, you know, the downtown will be affected by the construction activities. We have a really, really good first draft communication plan in place, and we'll be working towards launching that here in the near future.
Jake, can you talk us through the actual layout? Because it's going to be totally different with the one way into town. And what you're doing is the bridge dimensions are pretty much the same. You're just restoring that, but you now will have the ability to have wider walkways. And I know they'll be different on either side of the bridge. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you bet. So the like you said, the bridge isn't changing widths, but what will be on the bridge is. And so we're increasing walkway widths. So on the lake side of the bridge, there'll be an 8-foot wide walkway. And on the south side, it'll increase to a 5-foot walk. There'll be a 10-foot traffic lane entering town and a 5-foot bike lane leaving town. The traffic lane coming into town is what's called a sharo. It's a shared use lane for both automobiles and bicyclists. So,
all right, so lots of things happening.
Cosmetically, the bridge will appear the same when this is all said and done. I think that's part of the overall I know it's part of the overall design, but it's part of one of the things that folks wanted to see, make sure that it was going to look the same.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, for instance, we're replacing all of the lamp posts, right? But they'll need to replicate almost identically what is existing as has existed, as well as the sections of hand railing that'll be replaced. So from the general scheme of things, I think the bridge will have a real similar feel as far as some of the aesthetic parts of it.
And, of course, we should point out, Jake, that much of this being done because this bridge built in 1927 is on the National Historical Register.
Yep, that's correct. So that was kind of a guide and some of the requirements for replacing some of the bridge components.
Underneath the bridge now, there's hung several things, including the water line that we're talking about. There are other conduits there. What are they?
Yeah, we have a existing water line and then a sewer force main from one of our sewer lift stations. So we'll split the difference of those and go right down the middle with the new proposed water line.
Another piece of this is there's going to be now the capability to have electricity outlets on the bridge because the city has had experience with holding a bridge dance for the past several years, and they've had to string, I know, electrical hookups for quite a distance. When this is all said and done, that will no longer be a problem.
Yeah, that's correct. So receptacle outlets will be available at alternating lamp posts. Essentially, you'll have access to them no more than one lamp post length between each. So it'll really be a benefit for, especially like you mentioned, things like the bridge dance and other activities that we use the bridge for, as well as just overall maintenance when we need auxiliary power.
So what we look at then, essentially, we're going to have the same iconic look of this Wooden Avenue Bridge. Does that mean even the kind of the color tones, or will there be any paint applied to this? How is that working?
As far as I believe it, it'll be just, you know, concrete and asphalt for the most part. So you have your gray and your black, you know, shades of color. There'll be play on surfaces on outside the bridge abutments with different pavers and things like that, but the bridge deck, you know, will remain pretty similar as far as color goes.
Where's the money coming from? I know there's several sources. I've also had some people locally go, what's this going to cost me?
Yeah, we have a mixed bag of funding. Really fortunate to have a lot of external funding sources. We have funding from state legislative kind of appropriation money. We have federal STP money. We have TIB money, and then local funds kind of making up the bag of funds for the project.
And then the Historical Downtown Chelan Association, they also contributed some money for this landing project. I know they raised, I think, $190,000 or something towards that element, which allows us. Now let's transition into that. What is this landing? What is it going to entail? What will it mean to the public?
Well, I think that's a great point. I forgot to mention the partnership we've had with HDCA. It's been great. Funding partners as well. The landing, I think, is meant to really invite people and make sure it's seen as a public access. That, you know, there'll be a little plaza landing there, a little overlook to the water, and then access for people to walk down to the dock down at the bottom there.
You're probably not surprised to know that many people don't realize that's actually a public facility.
Correct. Yeah, I've heard that multiple times, and I think really the purpose for the project seems to make that very clear. It's, you know, it is public access.
So as we get into the thrust of this project, assuming it starts maybe later in the month of July or sometime in that time frame, construction is likely to carry through into about the month of November, because you're talking 105, but only Monday through Friday work days.
Correct. So we'll start hit hopefully part of July, August, you know, September, but we'll extend well into the fall and pushing winter.
So what is the plan? I would suspect there's a lot of coordination going to happen between you and the city council members and the HDCA downtown, the retail community, just to kind of all get on the same page with how this construction is going to play out, when it's going to be closed, a lot of coordination that has to occur.
Yeah, we feel like that's a real key part of the success of this project. No surprises, hopefully. It is construction. There will pop up, but as much as we can mitigate that, we feel is the best. So, like I said, we do have a draft communication plan in place. We're working on finalizing it. It will, you know, it'll hopefully involve weekly updates with the most accurate information possible through the contractor sharing that information. There will be changes, but we hope we can eliminate surprises and make sure everybody's aware of what's happening, when it's happening, how it's going to affect everybody.
All right. Well, a restored Wooden Avenue, old bridge, going to be happening. Construction getting underway sometime, we suspect, this summer, and probably running through sometime in November. Jake, while we got you here, let's take a little time to kind of chat with you about Jake Youngren. I mean, you're now the interim Public Works Director, and relatively new to the Chelan community in terms of working for the city. What's your background?
Well, I'm a civil engineer by trade, I guess. Came from, grew up in Skagit Valley. Spent about the last 10 years in Eastern Washington. My wife's from Chelan area. We love it here. We're really excited to be here and make this our home.
All right. Well, welcome. I know you've been here for how long actually have you been on the job now, Jake?
Since July, early July last year, so it's already creeping up on a year. It seems like time has flown, but it's good. There's a lot going on, and just glad to be a part of it.
Another thing the city is involved with other entities is the transport and treatment of sewage from the Manson area. Very complex system, lots of pumps, lots of lift stations, lots of moving parts, and a lot of things to go wrong. What's next there? Do we need new rotating biological contactors at the plant, or what's next?
Yeah, well, right now I think we're things are functioning real well. We have good relationships with the you know, Lake Chelan Sewer District, which we are contract operators for, and then the Manson sewage that we receive from them. We're working on capital improvement project to identify any upcoming needs, but for right now I think we're meeting the demands of the sewage particular that we receive from essentially almost the whole basin. There's about 100 miles of sewer pipe in the area that collects and all gets treated at our regional sewer treatment plant facility. So,
Jake, thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to being updated on the bridge project as you guys continue through.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, well, don't go anywhere, because coming up next, I'm going to have the opportunity to sit down and chat with Joe Harris of the Brooklyn Nets in the NBA, former Chelan Goat, standout basketball player, matter of fact, player of the year in the state of Washington in the 2010 season, went on to star at the University of Virginia, and now 4 years in the NBA. He's in town as he is undertaking his annual basketball camp once again. They had a great success with it this year. Some 250 youngsters got a chance to participate, but we wanted to catch up with Joe and ask him about what it means to give back to his community. That's next here on Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. Time to thank our program sponsor here, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. And I want to talk a little bit about one of the opportunities you have to check out the specials in the pub and on the veranda. Always one of my favorite places to go in Chelan is Campbell's Resort Pub and Veranda. And right now on Thursdays, be sure to look for their seasonally inspired fresh sheet menu. On Fridays, they feature fresh crab and shucked oysters, also specials on prime rib and live music on Friday evenings as well. On Sunday, it's a $15 bottomless mimosa during their brunch time. And on Monday, well, I like to call this the three M's, $5 for Manhattans, martinis, and mushrooms. You got it. At the pub and veranda at Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan. Be sure to check it out.
Don't go anywhere. Dennis and Steve will be making more waves in just a moment.
Next up, we chat a local Chelan basketball camp conducted by former Chelan GOAT Joe Harris, currently a member of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA.
What does it mean to you to be able to give back to the community you grew up in?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I talk about this pretty often, just the fact that, you know, growing up in a small town like Chelan, you know, a lot of people, I've known them, you know, since the time I was a little kid, and everybody has kind of seen, I guess, my trajectory to through playing here as a GOAT, to playing at UVA, and now to be playing in the NBA. So everybody has kind of like, you know, feels like they are a part of it, and they definitely are, because, you know, I remember the times, you know, I was a little kid going downtown and you know, going into Yesterday's or some of the shops in downtown Chelan, and everybody is really an extension of the family. You know, obviously I have a big family here in the area, but everybody else that, you know, is part of like the Chelan community, it is, you know, sort of like a big rallying community and family in a sense. And everybody is really, you know, for me to get to this point, it's the least I can do to come back and contribute to something where I was a little kid coming to these camps growing up.
I know, Joe, when you were in college, you worked to get some of your buddies out to Chelan that had never been in the area. Is that going to be the same thing you hope in the NBA, that maybe get some of these friends of yours to come experience Lake Chelan?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the goal, and I've been working a lot of guys. The only tricky thing a lot of times is just scheduling and the time commitment of getting out here, but I'm going to work it next year. I got some ideas of how I can get some of my teammates to make the trip. And definitely some of my former college teammates have been working in. I'm trying to kind of grow the field a little bit and make it, you know, sort of an interesting camp in the sense that kids in the North Central Washington area can come and, you know, take part in a camp that's put on by, you know, more than one NBA player.
All right, well, Joe, I want to thank you for your time. I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy. We're going to save conversation about NBA stuff for a later time this summer. Look forward to it.
All right, appreciate it, Dennis. Thank you.
Our thanks to Joe Harris, member of the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA, former standout for the Chelan High School Goats, went on to have an outstanding career at the University of Virginia as well, completed his fourth season in the NBA this past year and recorded career highs in minutes played, points scored, rebounds, assists, shooting percentages, free throw percentage, pretty much everything in the book. And as a matter of fact, one interesting statistic for Joe this year was that overall in the league, he was in the top 17 in three-point shooting at just under 42%. Maybe more impressively, in drives to the basket, they keep an expanded statistic there, and he actually led the entire NBA in completed field goal percentage on drives to the basket, just ahead of LeBron James. Not too bad. And young man coming into his contract year hopes to return to the Brooklyn Nets, but that is yet to be determined. Regardless of where he ends up this season, Joe's going to be in line for an expanded contract and also number of years that he signs for. So congratulations to Joey Buckets of the Chelan Goats, and we wish him the best of luck in his upcoming NBA season, wherever that may be. Alrighty, well, it's been a fun show. That's going to put a wrapper on it for us. Steve and I want to thank Jake Youngren, the interim director of public works for the city of Chelan, visiting with us for an extended segment on the Chelan Old Bridge renovation project that'll be coming up probably sometime, construction beginning in the month of July. Good to visit with Jake today. And of course, we want to thank Joe Harris for giving us some feedback on what it means to him giving back to the community in which he was raised as he just completed his basketball camp here in Chelan. Thank you so much for tuning into the program this week. We'll see you next week on Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com.
That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at LakeChelanNow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.